Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Calm reaches third base with a triple. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Sisell reaches second base with a double. Calm scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Sisell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCurdy bunts towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult strikes out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Com hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clancy scores. McCurdy moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. Reynolds scores. Com moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Shang and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. Com moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strzelecki moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Cecil. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Schult moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Strzelecki strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Redfern steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.